Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 10th of April, Anno Domini 2010, and you, you lucky people. You're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we'll be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, things to choose, nothing to lose. Here we go. We'll start with Comcast. Federal regulators lack the authority to censure Comcast for interfering with subscribers' internet traffic, according to a U.S. court which made a decision that could limit the government's power to police companies' web behavior. On Tuesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, in a unanimous decision by a three-judge panel, vacated the Federal Communication Commission's 2008 order against the largest U.S. cable company. The ruling is a setback for internet companies led by Google and Amazon that want so-called net neutrality rules to keep internet service providers such as Comcast, yeah, Verizon, and AT&T from limiting web traffic.
Somebody's monitor's on.
The DNC circuit dropped a bomb on us, said Ben Scott, policy director of the advocacy group Free Press that challenges Comcast and sided with the FCC. Comcast is now permitted to block websites with impunity.
Is it your computer? Do you have the stream open?
Do I? Oh, you know what? Could be me.
It was your computer.
It was my computer. All right, we're good now.
I was going to say, nothing wrong with my board.
Yeah.
Please.
Basically, what happened is this. Comcast decided to block some websites and to throttle people's bandwidth. It was BitTorrent stuff. And the FCC, of course, says, no, you can't do that because that's illegal. We have net neutrality, which means you don't interfere with that stuff. And so they sued. Comcast sued the FCC. And the district court said, yeah, they can do that if they want to. So,
well, actually, not quite. They said the FCC doesn't have the authority to tell them they can't.
Right.
So we got to find out who does and then tell them they can't.
Right. Well, right now, nobody does.
Yeah.
And the basic idea is that what they really want is for the government to change the rules for the FCC and to actually give them that authority.
Yeah.
So that's the idea behind that. And so, of course, that's our poll of the week at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. The question is net neutrality. Your choices are, I think it's vital to the growth of the internet, get real, we don't actually have it now, and I could not conceivably care less. And all you have to do is go to that site and click one of those buttons and click submit. Now, I know that's not enough for you. I know that once you have done that, you're going to want to do more. So what you can do then is, after you have voted in the poll, look at the little yellow box underneath, click on give us your opinion. It will take you to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
And you can then put in your opinion. So far, we've got, we have 7 opinions right now, and I'm sure each and every one of them is well-considered and brilliant in its own individual way.
You put it so delicately, you know.
I'm warning you guys. I am warning you guys. I told you this already. I am in a mood today.
Dump.
You've got the dump button right there. Ready. I am in a mood. I don't know what happened. I was in a bad mood yesterday. I'm in a bad mood today.
But wait a minute. How can you be in a bad mood? A bad mood.
Mood.
Tell the folks, what did you get? That we heard all day.
Droid.
I love my new droid. I have a droid. I want to thank my new best friend in the whole world, Janine. Janine, if you're listening, and why wouldn't she be? I love you, Janine. We were at the Soho show on Wednesday. We saw many of our fans. Thanks to each and every one of you came out to play.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And the Verizon place was just down the way.
Scoping it up.
So I went down. I was drooling on their droid, and the lady said, do you want one? I said, yes, but you won't let me have one. She says, what do you mean? I said, it's that, you know, one every two thing. I can't get mine until the end of August. She said, oh. I said, well, come on back here. She said, I have magic fingers and the password. She said. So she looked and she said, yeah, you can have this. We can do that. That's easy enough.
Folks, if I had had a camera, I mean, you want to talk about a great YouTube.
I did the happy dance.
He was doing the happy dance, and Steve and I heard the rest of the afternoon, Dave, I got my droid. Dave, did droid. I tell you I got my droid? Dave, look, it's updating.
I have a droid.
And I had to, of course, get back at him. As you folks, any of you folks that have listened to the show over the years, you know he always gets on my case for that he forgot to call me and tell me to go to bed one time.
Oh, I get on your case?
Yeah. So now I can get on his. I was threatening him that I was going to call him and say, Nick, do you need to be told to go to bed?
I went to bed at my usual time, 1 a.m., because I had worn down the battery in the droid and needed to recharge.
That's the only reason.
The only reason.
Otherwise, you would have been up to old dark 30.
That's the truth. So I have my droid, and I love it. And,
how many apps?
I don't have that many yet. I've been judicious in what I've gotten so far.
What size is the droid? Hard to
say. Well, it comes with a 16-gig card, and okay. You can increase that, which I haven't done yet. And I'm waiting to see what I intend to do. I've only got a few pictures in it so far, and it's a wonderful toy, and it does just everything magnificently. So I love it. It's so cool. I was multitasking like mad yesterday. I had like 14, and that's one of the reasons I'm running down the battery, because I like had 14 things all happening at once. That was my droid turning on.
Turning itself on?
No, I turned it on.
Oh, sure. See, I only have 139 applications on my iPod.
See, is that all? I really truly don't have that many. I don't have a bunch of stuff.
You've only had it a couple of days.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
He's even got one now in Second Life. Dory there did him up.
It's my lightsaber. I love this phone. It's all about the toys. I think we all know that. One of my favorite is the barcode scanner, where I can scan barcodes and do stuff with that. Yeah, he's got one too. You have to turn it on first. Click it. No, actually click the.
Lets me pick what color it can be.
Right. Right. Click the saber itself. There you go.
There we are. See, now my iPod is too old. I don't have a speaker in it.
Doesn't have a speaker in it, see? But I do. And I've got a few games, but not much.
Are you Bluetooth aware?
Yes.
I wonder if we can fight each other. Is that the official Star Wars lightsaber?
It's got Darth Vader as the...
Well, there's an official...
Folks, if you haven't seen this, you got to quick go to Ustream and watch the droid and the iPod, iPhone, do battle.
I bet it probably
Talk
is.
About geekism.
Because they're already licensing the droid name from Lucas.
That's exactly right.
So Lucas has an officially licensed lightsaber application.
The other day I was wandering all over creation and listening to the Pandora on this thing, and I had music everywhere I went. It was so cool. It was so cool.
I can pick who I want to be.
So there's just neat things on here. Of course, it automatically understands Gmail, and it automatically understands.
Well, it was even doing some updating. You you said that one app that you quick set it there, and it was automatically updating it.
Yeah, it updated to the 2.1 mm-hmm. Android,
and that was quick.
Operating
given
system.
Where we were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all the 3G stuff and all of that nonsense. So it's pretty cool. In here, of course, there isn't much in the way of bars, because we're in kind of a Faraday cage, and that's fair. But yeah, it's a great toy, and it's wonderful because I can just hit a single button. When I put it in the car, it goes into car mode, and I just tap one button and say, "Call Elaine Francesco Mobile," and it does. I hit another button and say, "Navigate to," and I give it an address mm-hmm. or a city or whatever I want, and it does. It's astonishing.
So in other words, if you don't show up for one of the shows, we figure you probably put in the wrong coordinates and you're off down in Tallahassee
somewhere. Exactly right. Right. Take me to Brugger's, and it takes me to one somewhere in Georgia. You know, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Say hello to folks as you're heading on down.
Yeah, exactly.
I meant to take that turn.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be a little late.
There have been a lot of stories on the net about people who blindly follow their GPS instructions and drive into a lake, or you know, drive into roads that aren't plowed.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of small English towns that are trying to get their towns removed from GPS coordinates because truck drivers, big semi truck drivers, mm-hmm. will the GPS will tell them this is a shorter distance to get to the expressway.
Oh, going through their town.
And you know, most British towns were built for one horse wide, so these trucks can't fit.
Well, yep, there's a situation there. You know where Hazleton is?
Yeah.
That street there. Evidently, a number of truck drivers try to use that as a shortcut. But there's an old...
It's been under construction for a long time.
There is an old railroad bridge.
Yep.
That they can't fit under because it narrows down. And I've seen a number of them get stuck underneath.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you come out of Marsh Road at Route 96. It's a one-lane, very small bridge over the canal.
Yep. So, yeah.
And it is a shortcut to 490, but yep. You have to have a small enough vehicle.
You're right.
But, we had another good turnout last night in Second Life, but I'd also like to welcome two other new listeners to the Soundbites podcast. One is Daz over in the Netherlands, and Kelly. They're both brand new listeners, so, you know, each month that goes by, it seems like we just keep getting out to more and more folks, which kind of brings me up to a good point, folks. Right now, we're in the middle of a fun drive, and we're getting darn close. We're down to, you know, a decent number, but, you know, we're just not quite there. We still need your help. As we've been saying over the past few weeks, we are member-supported. In other words, we don't get the government handouts. There's no bailouts and everything else. Twice a year, we have to come to you folks and say, hey, we need your help, and, you know, could you please, find it in your hearts, pick up the phone, and give us a call. Call 966-5299, or outside the Rochester area, you can call 1-800-790-0415. Or, since we're a computer show, you can go on the web and go to www.jazz901.org, and you can pledge securely. There is no wrong amount, and you get quite a few benefits from it, folks. One, if you're, of course, here in the Rochester area, you're going to get one, depending on the level that you pledge at, some great soundbite gifts. We've got CDs, DVDs. You also get discounts. You can show your membership card at a long list of places, like NYPC, and we will give you a discount on the repairs. And it is also a tax deduction. You might also want to consider, you know, May is not that far away. If you're wondering, you know, if you got a loved one that likes good jazz and wants to keep it around, you might want to think about gifting. You know, and you can do it a couple ways. You can, you know, put it in their name so that, you know, they get the membership card, the cool gifts. You could keep it. But, again, you're still getting the tax write-off. So there is no downside. So, please, if you would, pick up the phones and dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, because the polka guys did pretty good today, guys.
Yeah, we have to beat the polka guys.
They're creeping ahead of us.
Creeping ahead of us. They're flying ahead of us.
Yeah.
They got almost $500 today. $500. And we need you to make that call. Remember, like we said, we don't get federal funds, state funds, local funds, no funds. All the money we make comes from you because we are member-supported jazz. And if you enjoy the show and you get fun and entertainment and, maybe even once in a while, even some computer advice, please give us a call. Make a pledge. If you can, feel free to pledge at one of the levels because you get gifts. But if you can't pledge at one of the levels, pledge whatever you can. I realize that, you know, that's the way that works these days.
I mean, we've got some great soundbite shirts, and even if you request it, we could even sign it like we did at our 20th anniversary show.
Yep, and we've got – what just happened? Everything closed on me here. How weird is that?
Picnic?
Push the close button?
Something happened there. Sorry, it doesn't matter. We're here ready to take your calls and ready to do all the fun things that we normally do. I'll tell you what, let's take something from the mail stack. You can mail stuff to us as well as call in. And so here's Cheryl from Webster. I am trying to waltz. I cannot download either CW Shredder or Stinger. I can execute both files, but once I do, they both want to perform a scan, so I cannot reboot into safe mode. When I do, neither program is there. Please advise. Well, I guess it depends, Cheryl, on a couple of things. We don't really... if you can't do it in safe mode, I understand that. But when you reboot into safe mode, generally speaking, things are a little different on your screen. Your screen is a different size, and the icons are bigger, and everything else. And it depends on where you downloaded those programs to, as to whether or not they're visible to you in safe mode. So,
and depending on what username you log into in safe mode.
Right. And so you really need to be aware that you need to download them as a specific person if you're putting them on your desktop, or put them in a common area like in a downloads folder or someplace like that when you're logging in as a different
right
user.
On the C drive, you know, C:\downloads, and then any user can get to it.
Right, because if you put them in your documents directory, then, and you log in as somebody else, then you're going to have that kind of problem. So be very careful of that, and that'll help you figure out what you're going to do. We're going to take a quick break while you call 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please pledge. We'll be back in just a minute or so with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, I'm Jazz 90.1 meteorologist Josh Nichols. As Jazz 90.1 takes jazz further, it's my hope that I can take the forecast further by providing you with the weather information you need to stay alert, informed, and ahead of the elements. Morning, noon, or night, from hilltop to lakeshore, I track the weather every step of the way and will bring you a forecast that's reliable and the only one of its kind in the area that's certified by the American Meteorological Society with its highest seal of approval. So, whether you're singing in the rain or on the sunny side of the street, no matter what number Mother Nature has in mind for our area, you can count on getting the latest weather forecast each weekday to help plan out your day right here on Jazz 90.1, taking jazz further.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Listeners who listen on a regular basis may want to support Jazz 90.1 that way too. If your budget is organized around monthly expenses, it may be more convenient to support Jazz 90.1 monthly as well. For example, a pledge of $10 a month would mean $120 a year in support. The payment amount you choose is automatically made each month directly from your credit or debit card. You can stop the monthly payment at any time, and we confirm each payment by email. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 monthly gift option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at www.jazz901.org. With the monthly gift option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1. Greece Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hi, I'm Linda Wildman. Please join me middays, 10 to noon on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites.
I like this. He put some good music in.
He put some good music in here. I like this one. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. And we're going to speak to Thomas in Geneva, New York. Welcome, Thomas. What's your question?
I'm in Newark, New York.
Newark.
Newark.
Oh, I'm a fellow with Dell. I was talking to you about the hard drive failed.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yep.
A couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Well, I opened the case up, and there's two, you know, I have two hard drives.
Okay.
And one of them doesn't have the power cord connected to it. Would that be the trouble?
That could do it.
Yeah. That would do it. Yep. Yep.
Would those connectors just fall off like that?
It depends. Sometimes they can. If you move the machines around a lot or you just bump into them fairly often.
No, the machine ain't been for 7 years.
Well,
then the heating and cooling cycles could have worked the connector loose. The vibration can work the connector loose if it wasn't put on that tight in the first place.
Right.
Well, a lot of times you really have to yank on those to get them out.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
so I had a new hard drive. I was going to put it in. And so I couldn't tell which was the first and which was the second hard drive.
Well, probably the one that's plugged in is the first.
It shouldn't even see a second if it wasn't plugged in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one's got to be, unless they're cable select. Cable select was.
But if the power tap's not plugged in, it's still. Yeah.
According to the motherboard, it was the C drive that wasn't plugged in.
Well, then there you are. That's the one. Hello. Well, they get. They can get unplugged.
Two cables going to the motherboard.
Right.
One's the master and one's the slave.
Well, did you try plugging it in to see what would happen when you rebooted?
No, I didn't put it back together yet. I wanted to call you guys. I wasn't sure it was.
Do you know if they?
It was dangling there when I opened the case. Yeah. I wasn't sure it wasn't.
Are they SATA drives?
Maybe it's used through the data cable.
Yeah. Are they SATA drives or are they PETA drives?
They're ATA.
Okay, the older ATA. Because on the newer SATA drives, there are two power taps. There's the old 4-pin Molex connector, and there's the new SATA power connector. So. The four
pins are about an inch long and just one section.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. So on a newer SATA drive, that Molex connector could not be plugged in, but if the other SATA power is, then it would still work.
Right.
But on the older ATA drives.
What you want to do, Thomas.
The drive was exactly like it.
What you want to do, Thomas, is actually plug in the old drive back. Plug it all in and see if it actually comes up and boots.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Then I had the other question, but I was with you last week about the laptop with no wireless connection.
Yeah.
You guys thought it might be near a microwave or something. It was near the end of the program.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that comes up, it says problem with wire adapter or access point. A-C-C-E-S.
Right.
Yeah, can't find your access point.
Well, so either... So what it's saying is it can't find the access point. Now, if you've got other laptops, other wireless devices that can find the access point, then the problem is the laptop itself. And those radios can burn out depending on how old they are or just life makes it happen.
They're electronics. There's no
guarantee. I think one of the things we suggested last week was that you get a friend with a laptop to come over and see if they can connect to your access point. Did you try that?
Well, I was on the phone with HP and Verizon, my service, for about 30 hours, and neither one could fix it.
Okay, Thomas, what we asked you to do last week, which was to get a friend with a laptop to come over with their laptop and see if it could connect?
Well, I tried another modem in an absolutely.
So the answer
place.
Is no, then, right?
Right. Someone needs to come to your house with a second wireless device.
Laptop.
Doesn't have to be a laptop, just another wireless device.
You've got another laptop.
No, I don't have one, but I could get a hold of one.
Well, right, but what you want to do is you get a friend with a laptop to come over, or if they've got an iPod Touch or, you know, any sort of little wireless device, to come over and see if they can connect through your system. It may be that the access point itself is dead. And the only way you're going to be able to tell is to get a separate device in there to try it. Because if two devices can't connect to it, then it's the access point. But if the other device can connect, then it's the laptop. And the only way you're going to ever tell that is to get a third device in there.
Now, where is the access point? In the laptop or in the modem?
It's probably in the.
You need to have a little wireless router access point that has antennas on
it. Yeah. Or not necessarily.
And that would be in the modem.
Well, true. Yeah. An N router does not have external antennas, but you need to have an access point which creates your wireless signal.
Yes, it's got to say that it's a wireless router hub. And the other thing is you got to make sure by default, I think it's turned off. Most of them, you've got to go in and turn it on.
Some of the internet service providers will give you a cable router with a wireless access point built in. Sometimes you need to buy your own wireless access point.
But again, the default that
right.
I've seen
it
is...
It may be turned off.
Turned off. When I first got the laptop, it worked for 2 weeks.
Right.
What happened?
So...
And then it
stopped.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Remember you told us that last week. So this is what you need to do, Thomas. You need to get somebody with a third device, whether it's a laptop or an iPod Touch or whatever, to come over and see if they can connect. That will tell you whether the problem is the wireless access point or the laptop. And then you'll know which one needs to be fixed. And, of course, if it's the wireless access point, you call whoever you got it from, your internet service provider.
Another modem?
Right. You'd have to get another modem.
Well, it depends if the access point is built in.
Another modem. I'm on my second modem.
So
I'm on my second SIM card.
Is your wireless access point built into your DSL router that Verizon gives you?
Yes.
So it's a single box?
Right.
Okay. And when they sent you the new box, the wireless was turned on?
Yes. And I got 100... page thing that how the hook to put my password and security and all that stuff in it.
Right.
And they did it as well as I did. They sent me a disk also to put it in.
So right. it may be your computer that's malfunctioning and that needs
right.
to go
yeah.
for repairs.
But again,
Thomas, we can
go over this all the whole rest of the two
can,
hours. But
can,
here's what you need to do.
Okay. Yep. Okay,
you need to get somebody in with a separate device, and then that will tell you exactly
right.
where the problem is.
You can also try taking...
The only thing I haven't tried is another laptop.
Right.
That's exactly what you
laptop.
Need to try.
You can also take your laptop to like a coffee shop that offers Wi-Fi and see if it works there. So
yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yep.
One of those two things. There you go.
All right, try it out. Let us know.
Okay, thank you
Thanks,
for
Thomas.
All your time.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, see, that's always the problem of trying to troubleshoot over the phone is it's one of those two devices is broken.
And
the only way to tell is to replace them or one or both or try it somewhere else and see where the problem moves to. And it sometimes gets tricky, especially Wi-Fi. If the DSL router is coming with a Wi-Fi access point and security built in, it may be a security mismatch. Say the DSL access point is using WPA and the computer only has WEP, then it cannot connect.
Right.
So
there's
a lot of other issues. So a lot of times what we do when we're testing things like that is we'll turn off all of the security
mm-hmm.
just to see temporarily if it will work. And then we can start
seeing
security.
Yeah, like you
say,
though, not being there, that
yeah,
it's so hard. You know, if you could actually, because I'm sure they're walking in through some of the steps, but again, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. There are just some things that you need to be standing there to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do understand that. I'm sure he's very frustrated.
It's like a service call I had this week. The company couldn't find their shared files. They log into their server, and they can't see their files. And so I get there, and someone had moved the folder out of the share point.
But you can't do that over the phone. You have to be standing
there
looking at it.
See the screen.
Well, because they don't.
And then it's a 4-second fix.
Yeah.
Just drag, you're done. But you, without seeing it, you could have spent hours on the phone.
Yeah, because we're going through sharing properties. We're going through, you know, the computer's on, the network is connected.
Well, I had one where a client was trying to get to another map drive. And I says, okay, well, you know, and I'm walking through it. And again, I'm trying to visualize what's going on. And they're saying, no, all the letters are there. And I'm trying to remember how many map drive letters this particular client had. Turns out 5 of the 6 were there. The 6th one that they needed, they had deleted.
Yeah.
Or disconnected.
It's not mapped anymore.
So thank God for log me in.
Remote, remote access is nice.
Went in there and
click, 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 and you were done.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, couldn't believe it. You know, it's like, whoa, pop. Boom! Save me a service call running all the way. I still charge them, but you know,
right?
You know, it still makes it handy. So you know, it's really wild.
Yep, yep. It's tough. You know, we've been doing essentially over the air service for years, but there are just some things that you can't possibly do over the air, and unfortunately. Some of the more difficult things are the things that you have to do in person.
Yep.
So it's a tough thing. It's a very tough thing all the way around.
Did you get a name?
I forgot. I got it transferred to you, though.
Let's see if we got the caller here. Caller, you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon,
and your
gentlemen,
name,
on a funny day. This is Bodan calling.
Hey, Bodan from Rochester. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Gentlemen, actually, I have an issue listening to
you
guys on my computer, and here it is. It's a two-sided issue. I have two browsers, Internet Explorer and Firefox. When I open up Internet Explorer and go to the website for the radio station, and I click on Listen Live, what happens is that the program Real Player opens up, and I can listen to the radio station's broadcast, yours and other programs, with the Real Player program running.
Right. It downloads a .m3u, which is an MP3 stream, and so you need a program to read MP3 streams.
Well, this is the thing. Then, but I wanted to go change it. So what I did was I went to double-clicked my computer, went to Tools, Folder Options, File Types, and it does show the M3U file, and it was set to Real Player, and I reset it to Windows Media Player. So I restarted Internet Explorer. I went to the radio station's website to test it, and Real Player still opens up the live broadcast.
You may also have to change it in your Internet Helper list.
And how do I do that?
And where's the helper list stored? we're digging. The file type on the desktop is the Windows helper list. If you double-click a file type, it will open in the program that Windows tells it to. The Internet helper types are often in a separate setting. One thing you can do is you could right-click on that M3U file on your desktop and say open with Media Player.
Yeah, it's a plug-in for Internet Explorer web browser. It's the BHO, the Browser Helper Object.
It is correct that you guys are sending out, or the radio station is sending out a M3U file, correct?
Well, there are several different links. They have a high bandwidth link. Let me just get to that page. The high-speed link is an M3U.
Yeah.
The low-speed link is an M3U. And then farther down for that, there is a link that says if the above two don't work, try this link, which is actually an MP3, which is then an MP3 stream. So that may work better. You could copy that link and paste it into Windows Media Player, so it knows it as an MP3 stream.
Okay. Now, what's interesting is when I tried to listen to the radio broadcast with Firefox, I can't get anything. What Firefox wants to do is open up QuickTime program, and after doing a little research, I found out that QuickTime does not support or play the M3U format. So I went in opening up Firefox. I went the same thing. I went under Options, Applications. I don't even see an M3U application in my Firefox program.
Well, that's why, in that case, you try one of the other two links.
And what should happen is QuickTime shouldn't open at iTunes is the M3U.
What version of Windows are you running?
XP Home.
XP Home.
With Service Pack 3.
Yeah, so somewhere in there is the browser helper list, and we just haven't been able to Google it. In
No, how about switching you know, the size of the coin? Let's talk about Firefox for a second. How do I adjust or kill the fact that QuickTime wants to run the broadcast from the radio station's website, and I don't even show M3U as one of the applications?
One of the biggest things that often works is the issue becomes the last media player you installed grabs all the media types.
Yeah, and in all fairness, yeah, my digital camera, which also has a video mode, I was fooling around with that back in the fall before Christmas, and yes, maybe I, you know, made it like a default player for certain things.
Yeah, so one of the easiest things might be to uninstall and reinstall Windows Media Player, and then when it asks what media types you want to use, you can say all of them.
How can I manually add the M3U file format to you know, Firefox, so that it'll
VLC works so much better.
Well, what you do is that's in Tools, Options.
I'm sorry, say again, Nick, please.
Tools, Options, Contents, File Types, Manage. It's really a download action.
Yeah, it's downloading that M3U and then telling it what program to open it with.
Uh-huh.
Right. So that's where you want to change and set that. And then you can add an extension, change the action, do whatever you want to do.
All righty. I'll investigate a little more. Thanks for your time.
But that's where it is. It's in downloads in Firefox.
Downloads.
All right. Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, I'm Jazz 90.1 meteorologist Josh Nichols. As Jazz 90.1 takes jazz further, it's my hope that I can take the forecast further by providing you with the weather information you need to stay alert, informed, and ahead of the elements. Morning, noon, or night, from hilltop to lakeshore, I track the weather every step of the way and will bring you a forecast that's reliable and the only one of its kind in the area that's certified by the American Meteorological Society with its highest seal of approval. So, whether you're singing in the rain or on the sunny side of the street, no matter what number Mother Nature has in mind for our area, you can count on getting the latest weather forecast each weekday to help plan out your day, right here on Jazz 90.1, taking jazz further.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you're making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
10:33, home invasion, 3 detained.
Description.
Mouse, female, spreading disease, contaminating food.
Copy that.
Termite, male, property damage.
Go ahead.
Stinging insect, male, triggered allergic reaction, major health risk.
Pests like mice, cockroaches, termites, and stinging insects pose real health and property risks. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. That's PESTworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Greece Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hey, this is Derek Lucas, host of The Spectrum. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Now, look, before we go back to the phones, I have to say this. We're in a pledge drive. Remember, we don't get federal funds, state funds, local funds,
bailouts.
Nobody funds. We get nothing.
We just have a lot of fun here.
We have fun, but not funds. And the way this works is we are member supported. The only people who give us money are you. And honestly, you're kind of not doing your part today. The polka guys got, what did they say, $400, $500 almost? $500, and we're $12,000 away from our goal, and we're going to keep begging until we get the money. So we need you to call in. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please, please help us out. This station does not exist without your generosity, so please call and make a pledge. Any amount will do. We certainly have membership levels, $35, $50, $100, whatever, whatever, whatever. Even at the $50 level, it's less than a buck a week for this show. Seriously, I think we're worth a buck a week.
Yeah. Well,
I think we are. Maybe I'm wrong. Apparently I am wrong because nobody is pledging. But that's the deal. We need you to make the call now. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. And particularly for the many hundreds of you who download our podcast every week, please, you can pledge at any time during the week online. Say that in the comment section, say that it's for Soundbites, and we will. The station gets the money, we get the credit, and that's what we're looking for. We want to prove to the folks, and particularly to Mr. Rob Linton, that they made the right choice by bringing us to this station. We were in danger of going off the air because the station we were on had a corporate decision about not doing this sort of thing anymore. So we were in danger of going off the air, and Rob Linton, generous man that he is, said, come and be on our station. And he has brought us on board, and now it's our turn to show the love back to him by giving a pledge in any amount just to show that you support the fact that Rob took a flyer and put Soundbites on this station. Remember, we're the only talk show on this station. They've never done anything like this before, and we all need to prove to him that it was a smart move. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. And our job is to get more than $500 today because the polka guys got $500. Polka guys got $500. We could beat $500. But it's already 12:45, and we haven't had a pledge yet. And actually, Dave is is taking one as we speak. God bless you, whoever you are. But I'm pretty certain that we also need your call. And again, I'm just going to say it again until you get so embarrassed that you make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please give us a call. This station only exists with your help, and we would like you to make that call. And Steve's not going to help me out at all here. He's just going to sit there and read whatever he was reading online not help me out.
I've been asking when I answer the phone if they're calling for a pledge and if they're members already.
That's right, and it's what we're hoping to do. We were hoping that people will come and make the call and make the pledge. I have no idea what you think you're trying to say to me.
Let's take the caller that we have on all the right, line right now, and then I've got another gentleman that I would like to move on over.
All right, so we'll start with Jim from Nashua, New Hampshire. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I got an answer for you for that one guy with his media players.
Oh, excellent. For Bowden.
You have to go to the tools for each media player and decide which stuff you wanted to play for you.
Right, preferences in each of the media players will often say what media types they grab.
Right, because one of the things Bodan admitted was the last thing you load takes over all that stuff. But in almost all of them, there is some feature somewhere under options or tools or whatever that essentially says take back all of these formats.
Well, yeah, in Firefox, for example, he can disable the QuickTime and enable the Real Player plugin.
Right, exactly. And excellent point, Jim.
Also, real quick, I went to Stinger and have a brand new one out now.
Excellent.
And that one works even better than the old ones.
Oh, great. So for those of you who are doing the Security Tango, well, I always say always download the newest version, but yeah, absolutely, now is definitely the best time to do that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. How are things in Nashua today?
Kind of cool, around 60 degrees and breezy.
60 degrees?
Around there,
it's about 14 degrees higher than it is here.
Well, Tuesday we're close to 80 degrees, so we dropped off real bad.
We had snow yesterday.
Yeah, and we had 80 degrees earlier.
I've been saying this is April. There's time for snow.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. We got to move on to the next
Rochester,
call, but thanks a lot.
Always time for snow.
That's right. We got one good snowstorm left in us. I'm saying that's got to happen. That'll be next. You know, these people living in New Hampshire. That's all right too. I would like to thank. Okay.
Oh, they're on the line.
He's on the line.
Yep, I'm here.
Ah, Dennis. Dennis, thank you so much. Dennis gave us an additional gift of $25 on top of his already generous membership. So thank you so much, Dave. Dennis, we're very, very honored to have this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. It's good to know that you are helping us to meet our goal of keeping Soundbites on the air and keeping this station bringing you great jazz all week and great sound bites on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm a little slow on the uptake because I had thought about that last week when you guys were on, and I didn't get around to it.
Well, I'm glad that you did this week, and we really appreciate it. It's the kind of thing that warms my heart to know that, you know, we're here every week, 52 weeks a year, give or take the occasional motorcade and whatever. But generally speaking, we're the show is here 52 weeks a year, and I can't tell you how much it makes me happy to know that people care enough to actually reach into their own pockets to help keep this show and all the other great shows on this station on the air. So, again, thank you so very, very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you have a question?
I do. I haven't been paying much attention to Windows 7, and I have to admit my listening is a little spotty. Sometimes I even record your programs and never get around to listening to them. But now that I bought a tower with Windows 7 Home Premium on it, I'm a little curious as to what the scoop is being backwards compatible with peripherals. I have an old printer that worked under XP, but it just I can't get the compatibility mode or anything to get this thing to even install a driver for
Windows 7 is a lot better than Vista was, but 100%. There are still old devices that will not work. Your best bet is to go to that device's website and see if they have a driver, and if they don't, it's probably not going to work.
Okay, well, my guess is because the printer sold, they're not even...
Yeah, the reality is that almost no company is going back more than a year or two in terms of bringing forward old equipment.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes with old printers, they'll have a compatibility mode, like LaserJet compatible.
Right.
And you
can use a
generic HP LaserJet driver.
Right, and then you don't get all the features, but at least it prints.
It prints, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about at the manufacturer's website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so you go to that. Well, no. What Steve was just talking about is what's actually built into the printer. If you look in the manual, it'll say it has a compatibility mode, so it pretends to be a LaserJet or an Epson something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use that driver, right, to at least get something to work. But it's still not going to give you all the features. The best thing to do is to go to the manufacturer's website and see if they have a real Windows 7 driver for that specific model of printer. And you have to make sure you really get the right model, not just a generic one for that company.
Okay. Can you give me a few words generally on what you guys and the public is thinking about Windows 7? Do people like it?
I love
it. Just give me a little bit on that.
I've already got it on 3 machines at the shop, and after this past week of my machine totally screwing up, my project for next week is I'm putting it on my own computer. I'm going to back up the stuff and just say the heck with it. Got another copy of Windows 7 in. I'm going professional 64-bit, and it's going to it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Most people, part of it is damning with faint praise. You know what I mean? Everybody hated Vista
so much better than Vista.
Right, exactly. Everybody hated Vista so much that the simple fact that it's not Vista is a good thing. But in and of itself, it's actually a very good operating system, and you will not regret moving to it.
It appears to be much faster. It seems to boot much faster. I've only gotten to the point of Internet Explorer, but everything seems so much faster.
Microsoft came to the realization several years ago when they first started doing Windows 7, that they actually had some competition, what with new Apple operating systems and with Linux coming up as it did. And they actually went back and rewrote the entire operating system and did a much, much better job.
One of the things to keep in mind for people that have had a long history with previous versions of Windows is take a look at the software you're running and go to their manufacturer's websites to see about Windows 7 compatibility, because it's really annoying to upgrade your OS and find out that your favorite program won't run anymore.
That was kind of my next step, is to try and throw in all my software.
I haven't found too much. It hasn't worked with it. I've been very pleased.
In fact, didn't you say your WinFax works again?
Yes. Yes.
So programs that didn't work under Vista may work under 7.
It still sees my old HP DeskJet 952.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All righty.
Great, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dennis. Have fun. And thank you so much for your pledge. We really appreciate. Again, give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. 1-800-790-0415, or of course you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Of course, if you call in with a question, we'll be happy to answer it, but we would be even happier, bordering on ecstatic, to take your pledge to keep this station and this show on the air. We need you to make that call, because you are what keeps this station on the air. So please give us a call right now, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, securely online at jazz901.org. So that's the kind of thing that we're looking to do. It really is, last week I was ranting and raving. This week I'm trying to be polite about it so Rob doesn't yell at me.
We had a lot of folks that have been commenting to me about last week's show, and it sounded like they were saying, it's clearly obvious that you guys have too much fun.
We do have too much fun, but we also don't have too much money, and we need you to make that pledge. So please, I know nobody likes it when we do pledge drives. Nobody likes it. We don't like doing it.
The sooner they step up, the more we get off.
The sooner we hit our goal, we've only got about another 12 and change to go, $1,000. So make that pledge. You don't have to pledge the entire 12,000. You can pledge less. We accept no pledges too small. We're more than happy to take whatever pledge you want to give. You can pledge on the payment plan, so it doesn't hurt so much. You can pay with Visa. The polka guys had somebody drop $20 off at the door, which clearly is not going
to
happen.
That's what I was going to ask for. If someone has an iPad and wants to drop by the station, we'll
and leave it.
We'll be more than willing to accept that as a donation of your pledge of support Soundbites.
So yeah, please give us a call. You know the numbers. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And for all those of you listening in the podcast, you can pledge securely online right now at jazz901.org. All of you listening on your iPhones and your Droids and your iPads, you're so proud of the fact that you can get online. Go do it right now, jazz901.org. And you can make your pledge securely online while you're listening to the podcast, at least those of you who can multitask. Droid. And we'll be glad to take your pledge. So please do that. And we're going to take a little break while I weep uncontrollably at the entire lack of everybody but Dennis. Dennis, you're on my good list. Everybody else is on the other list, and you know which list that is. Give us a call, 585.
Not over your Droid, though. Please don't weep over
that. I'm not going to weep over my Droid. My Droid makes me happy. Going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, each and every one of you on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, right here, saved from extinction by Rob Linton and the folks at member-supported Jazz 90.1. And you can be one of those supporters. Give us a call now. Thanks.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
1033, home invasion, 3 detained.
Description.
Mouse, female, spreading disease, contaminating food.
Copy that.
Termite, male, property damage.
Go ahead.
Stinging insect, male, triggered allergic reaction, major health risk.
Pests like mice, cockroaches, termites, and stinging insects pose real health and property risks. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. That's PESTworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
If you own or run a business, consider promoting your business on Jazz 90.1 through underwriting. When you underwrite the programming on Jazz 90.1, you join with our members in supporting great jazz radio. With a few tasteful statements about your business, thousands of Jazz 90.1 listeners will know who you are, how to reach you, and that you care about great jazz programming. Underwriting is easy and very reasonable. It's good business to do business with Jazz 90.1. For more information on our great underwriting packages, please contact station manager Rob Linton at 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660 or email sales@jazz901.org.
What does it take to create a great jazz radio station? The best jazz music? Sure. Knowledgeable DJs who love the music as much as you do? Naturally. A fine facility with the best equipment, of course. But what is most important in creating a great jazz radio station is the decision to make it happen. And that is what you do when you decide to become a member of Jazz 90.1. Listeners enjoy a great jazz station, but members make them happen. Keep Jazz 90.1 happening. Call 966-JAZZ, 966-5299 today and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
What could be more devastating than something that affects your face? Rosacea mars the appearance of more than 16 million Americans, usually after age 30. Without treatment, it could inflict serious physical damage, such as excess tissue and reduced vision. So don't ignore the signs of rosacea. Facial redness, bumps and pimples, visible blood vessels, or irritated eyes. With any one of these signs, see a dermatologist. Or visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
When you like the music you hear on Jazz 90.1, you want it to continue to be there for you the next time you tune in. And that's exactly what happens when listeners become members of Jazz 90.1. Membership ensures that Jazz 90.1 can continue to bring you the jazz you love. You might even call membership a kind of music insurance. So if you enjoy the music on Jazz 90.1, make it a policy to become a member or renew your membership by calling 966-5299.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. And we're talking to Ernesto. Where are you calling from, Ernesto?
Parrington.
In Parrington, New York. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have a Windows 7 64-bit computer. And I've tried to use Firefox and even Windows Internet Explorer 32-bit. They keep crashing, more Firefox than the Internet Explorer. So I have to use their 64-bit browser.
Right.
And you can't get Flash Player or anything else for that because it's not out yet. Is there anything you could recommend so that Firefox doesn't crash?
That's one of the big issues with the 64-bit version of the operating system is you need to use the 64-bit software to make it work right, which then poses other issues as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. What Adobe says is they're bringing a 64-bit Flash Player to Windows and probably the Mac. There is a 64-bit alpha version for Linux, but... you can download a 64-bit version of Flash from Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
Release or beta?
I think it's beta, but
Is there any way Firefox can work on Windows 64-bit 7?
It does.
I'm reading in the Firefox support groups. A lot of people are having trouble with 64-bit. Windows and Firefox.
Yeah, I know Dave is thrilled with it, but I'm not as much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for that very reason that there are still things that do not work really, really well yet.
How much memory do you have in the computer?
8 gigs.
Yeah, so you need 64-bit. Because one solution would be to go back to 32-bit.
No. everything works better with me. In terms of recording and everything else with the 64-bit. So I like it, but the browser, I can't get Firefox to work.
It may be some of the plugins. Try Firefox Safe Mode, which mm-hmm. disables all the extra plugins, because if you've got 32-bit plugins in 64-bit Firefox, that can cause problems.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so try that and see if it will come up at all, and then disable all of those... plugins, and that should solve the problem.
Okay, I'll try that. But sign me up for $50, guys.
Well, tell you what.
Hold the line.
And we'll get your information.
And
hold
Dave,
on.
And Dave will take your information, but you got to hold on the line, and we'll pledge you. Thank
okay,
you
no
so
problem.
Much. Thank you so much, Ernesto. That's what I like to hear. And that's how it works. You know, you come to realize the value of a service like this because we are answering computer questions that you need answered. We're helping you out. You know what, Ernesto? I think your best bet is to call back because Dave, this system, and it's not Dave's fault. The system here in the studio is really not designed for a talk show. So somehow you're lost in the ether. Please hang up, Ernesto, and call us back. And let Dave know it's you and that you would rather pledge rather than talk on the air, and we'll get that to happen. It's it's pretty tough right now, I have to be honest. This is, you know, again, they can't upgrade this phone system until people are pledging, until we get people to pledge online at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. And the only way that we're going to solve this this problem in any way, shape, or form is with money, and that money only comes from you.
I apologize. We've got another caller on the line here, but I didn't grab his name.
Tom.
Tom, where are you calling from?
Webster.
And how are things in Webster?
Things are great. Things are great. Nick, I was going to ask you today at the market and break the cardinal rule, but you weren't there.
That's right.
So
today I drove.
Call.
All right. Okay.
All righty. I got a couple questions. First, I heard you talking about the Droid earlier.
Droid. I love my Droid.
Yeah. When I go into Pandora, it says charges will apply. Does that make sense?
It charges will apply, and what that means is unless you have the unlimited data plan, you're going to be charged for the data download.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I don't have unlimited, so that's probably why.
And that's exactly why.
Now, is unlimited unlimited, or is it the 5 gig limit that most people
and
say?
And I asked them that.
Yeah.
And if you buy one of those little USB things, it's a 5 gig limit a month. If you have it on your phone, it is truly unlimited.
Wow.
Okay,
but you pay more for the USB thing.
I don't even work there, so I'm telling you that for $30 a month, I'm getting unlimited. Really, no kidding, unlimited. Until they change it, of course. But right now, I'm getting truly unlimited text and data for $30 a month, or data for $30 a month. So I'm thrilled, delighted, and happy with my Droid, and that's exactly what that means, Tom. When you go into Pandora and it says charges will apply,
and that's,
they mean it.
That's right. A big thing.
Okay.
On,
I didn't know if they were just trying to scare me or what.
No, they're trying to be honest with you. Unless you get to 30. See, because I have the unlimited plan, and it apparently knows that somehow because it doesn't say that to me.
Yeah, I'm paying $30 plus $5 for data.
Yeah, see, if you were paying the $30 for data, the unlimited plan, then you could do what I do, which is turn on Pandora and just listen all day long.
Is that Pandora saying it or the web browser on your phone saying it?
It's not through
like
a web browser.
The web browser and the phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're paying $30 plus another $30 for data?
No, I'm...
voice, data, texting, yeah.
Right, I'm paying the whole Magilla.
Oh, okay. All right, my next question.
Yep.
I was getting some information on vehicle repair, and I came upon something that looked like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I hit play.
Yeah.
And an executable popped up, and for some reason I hit run.
No!
Yeah, and my son was behind me. He said, don't do it. And I did it. And it's basically infecting my computer pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm running McAfee.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm running.
No, here's what you need to do. You need to go to, how many computers do you have in your house?
We have a couple, but one main one.
All right. On the other ones, make sure they're not connected to that main machine so they don't get infected, too.
Okay.
Then on one of those machines, go to the Security Tango at securitytango.com.
Right.
Print out, click on Let's Dance, and you're using Windows, yeah?
Yep.
So you would click on Windows Waltz and print that page out.
Right.
Now,
I've read that.
Follow it along and download all that software, burn it to CD, bring it to the other machine.
Right.
Then follow the rest of the Tango, but where it says, you know, download it, well, you're loading it off the CD now.
Okay.
And then dance the Security Tango, move it all into a folder somewhere, and then just run it from there as you reboot and do all of those things.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
As far as firewalls, can I only run the one firewall on McAfee, or... I know I saw something in there about firewalls.
Do you have... Okay, what operating system are you running?
XP Pro.
Okay. And do you have a router...
Yeah.
Built in.
You may have a firewall built in there.
Okay.
If you do, it is best to run that one because it protects the entire house at a single point and you don't have to remember to set up three firewalls and keep them all running.
Okay.
So if you and then you can turn off the firewalls at your machines, and that means they'll run just a little bit faster.
Okay.
So that's the way to do it. But first, make sure that firewall is set up and running on the router.
Okay.
All righty.
Very good. Thanks.
Sure.
Bye now.
Have fun. Now tell me that information wasn't worth a pledge. We answered three questions for the guy, and one of them is on the droid.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that's an issue that everybody with cell phones needs to keep in mind, is when you open a web page on your phone, you are using a data plan and will be charged for it. So if you don't have a data plan, then you're going to be charged per K, and that can add up really, really, really fast. And so it's sort of what happened to texting a few years ago, before text plans became common. It was like 25 cents per text. And so parents were getting $1,000 phone bills because their kids were texting all the time.
Yep.
So now what all the phone companies have been trying to do is put in plans for texting and plans for data. And that's one of the things Dave is complaining about, that he wants to buy a new phone without a data plan. But they're requiring him to have a data plan because the phone can do data. So without a data plan, you could end up paying a fortune. And typically what happens is when you get one of those huge giant bills, you call your phone company and they'll waive it the first time.
The first time.
And they want to stop doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So be very careful about opening web browsers on your cell phone because you could be charged a data plan.
Unless you've got the unlimited data plan. And in particularly a guy like Tom who's got a droid. That's a problem. And, all right, we're going to go back to the phones. Sorry, what?
I was saying, and with the newer phones like the iPhone and the Droid that have these nice big screens, you're going to be watching video on it.
Yeah.
And you start streaming and video from the internet.
Yeah, and you better be paying. Yeah. You better not be paying.
You can get Roku clients. You can get TiVo clients, so you can watch your home media on your phone over the internet.
Yep. All right, Carl, where are you calling from?
Rochester, Nick.
And what's your question?
All right, just... real briefly, not a problem, but I have a first. I had a first, actually. About 10 years, I haven't encountered this before, but my computer froze, and I just let it sit for like an hour, and normally when a computer freezes, you know, you'll hear rumblings in the background a little bit, but there was just like dead silence. Delete, Alt, Control didn't work. Any of the F buttons didn't work. What was unusual with this is I went to the hard drive. The on-off button didn't even work. I had to actually unplug the electric access for it to actually turn off. Any thoughts on that?
Usually holding that power button for about 10 seconds or so will power it off. It's what's called a non-maskable interrupt. It's supposed to power it off completely.
I went into 10, 20, 30 seconds.
So it had crashed really, really, really bad that the non-maskable interrupt got masked. Yeah. But, yeah, sometimes that you have to pull the power cord. It gets trickier on a laptop because you got to pull the power cord and the battery.
Right. Yeah, very unusual. But is this a common occurrence? Or,
no, it is not common.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily common, but it's not uncommon either.
Well, we see, you know, hundreds of thousands of things like this every year, and not many of them are as bad as what happened to you, but they do happen.
I've seen a couple of computers where the person has pushed the button through the front bezel.
And it's stuck in the back.
That button on the front of your computer is just a piece of plastic that pushes a real button on a circuit board behind that piece of plastic.
Right.
And if you push long enough and hard enough, you can actually break that piece of plastic and then end up breaking that real button on the inside.
Right. Since then, though, it's been working fine. This just happened
yeah,
once.
Yeah, it would be an unusual occurrence. Let's just put it that way.
On another note, guys, I enjoy your show. I noticed you switched stations there, but on this show, I'd like to go ahead and pledge my annual pledge. Usually each year I pledge $100. I could do this off air if you'd like.
You will have to do that. Thank you, Carl. What you're going to have to do is call back because, like we said, this phone system is really not at all designed to run a talk show.
Well, you can also pledge.
Cut me down for $100.
Right. Steve is absolutely right. The easiest way to do it is to go to jazz901.org and make the pledge.
Yep, we'll do it that way.
And that's the easiest and fastest for you and for us.
Great guys.
Thanks so much, Carl.
Yep, see you.
Thank you so much for your pledge. That's exactly what we need to hear. We want to thank Carl for his pledge of $100. It is the sort of thing that warms the cockles of our heart because this is how this station stays on the air, and this is how this show will stay on this station. It is entirely member-supported radio. So it's up to you If you can give us a call at 966-JAZZ, that's 585-966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely. And honestly, the way Dave and Steve are getting crazy right now with writing down things, it might be best if you pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I want each and every person listening to this show, whether you're listening live or on the podcast or via the Ustream or on the IRC chat or wherever you're listening, if you've got a Droid, if you've got an iPhone, you go right now, jazz901.org, and you make that pledge. Because you're having fun, you're listening, you're enjoying this show, and we need you to do that. It's what makes us happy, it's what makes you happy, it's what makes Rob Linton happy. And the whole purpose of this, of course, is to keep this show on the air. We are member-supported radio, and we need to beat the polka guys. They made $500 today. Today they made $500. We didn't beat them the first week. We didn't beat them the second week. Cheese and crackers. We got this week. We can give it a try at least. We can come close to beating them. We can at least give it the old school try. And the way we do that is for you to make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you being computer people that you are currently going on your iPhones and your Droids and pledging securely online at jazz901.org. And if you're listening via the podcast and it's somewhere in the middle of the week, it's not too late. You haven't missed it. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and tell them in the comment section that this is for Soundbites. And we will get that pledge, and it will count toward us, and it will make Rob happy, which means we stay on the air, the station stays on the air, you get to listen to us every week. There is no downside, so make the call. Make the call, make the pledge, jazz901.org. That's the best place to make that pledge, because Dave and Steve are both getting a little crazy right now with the phones. Back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot member-supported Soundbites.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, I'm Jazz 90.1 meteorologist Josh Nichols. As Jazz 90.1 takes jazz further, it's my hope that I can take the forecast further by providing you with the weather information you need to stay alert, informed, and ahead of the elements. Morning, noon, or night, from hilltop to lakeshore, I track the weather every step of the way and will bring you a forecast that's reliable and the only one of its kind in the area that's certified by the American Meteorological Society with its highest seal of approval. So, whether you're singing in the rain or on the sunny side of the street, no matter what number Mother Nature has in mind for our area, you can count on getting the latest weather forecast each weekday to help plan out your day right here on Jazz 90.1, taking jazz further.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Station Manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 Spring Membership Campaign has begun with more great thank-you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
Greece Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at, oh my gosh, it's 23 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I am delighted to say, delighted, thrilled, and happy to say that we would like to thank Mary, who has pledged an additional gift of $100. Mary, thank you so very much. It is amazingly generous, and we're very happy. Thank you very much. And we have Norm, who's actually on the line right now. I don't know if Norm wants me to mention the amount he pledged.
It's okay to.
Norm has more than generously pledged $250. $250. Norm, I can't begin to thank you enough.
Bell, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Hit the
big bell.
On the air.
Yeah. Ow.
It's got a nice resonance to it, doesn't it?
Even through the headphones, that was painful. So, yeah, thank you so much, Norm. Do you have a question?
Yes,
we'll even answer it for you.
Okay, I hope so. All right, I installed a GeForce 210 graphics card yesterday.
Yeah.
And when I boot up the computer, it's an XP system, everything just starts off very slowly. In other words, when from a power-off condition, it powers up, and my screen just starts, you know, slowly reading the characters across. Once it finally launches Windows, everything is fine.
So the characters are actually appearing slowly,
yeah,
one letter
like
at a time?
Painting the characters.
Video driver.
Yeah. That's interesting. But once it starts up, then everything is fine.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
So it's loading the generic VGA drivers, and until Windows gets loaded and loads the rights driver.
Yeah, sure. I think that's exactly what's happening. What it sounds like, see, here's the deal. When you start a system, the first thing it does is goes to see what kind of video card you have.
Okay.
If it doesn't recognize it, it powers itself down to the lowest possible setting, which is 640 by 480, old standard VGA format.
Okay.
And what did you do?
I
got a cramp in my toe.
Oh, jeez, and crackers. It looked like you were either on fire or had to pee. I didn't know which
it was. Get a hot foot.
All right, sorry. Sorry, Norm.
Chuck Pony.
So what it does is, yeah, right. So what it does is it slows down to that denominator, to that level, and runs at that very slow level until the point where the graphics driver gets loaded.
Okay.
So what you're seeing is not necessarily a bad thing. By the time Windows boots up fully, it's okay again, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what you're seeing is not necessarily a bad thing. It's not even tremendously unusual.
Your video card is so new that it doesn't work well in the barest guts of the computer.
Before installing the card, it says to disable the previous driver, which in this case was a Via Chrome chipset.
Right, right, right.
After I did that, that's when it would, you know, boot up.
So yeah,
again,
so it's
the screen just, you know, painting very slowly.
you may be able to leave the driver loaded for it. Was the video card built into the motherboard, or was
Yes.
So that's what it's probably trying to load from. So you may be able to turn that driver back on, so those very first boot messages work okay.
Okay.
And then when it finishes loading Windows and loads the correct good driver for the new card, everything is still okay also.
Right. The other thing, now you're saying this is built into the motherboard?
The original driver is built into the motherboard. I installed the G card.
Then one of the things you want to do is if you have it's in a PCIe card. What's that in music? Is that you?
Okay.
No, it's Norm's phone ringing.
Oh, it's Norm's phone ringing. Tell him to wait, Norm. This is important.
No, wait a minute. No,
you paid a lot of money for this call. You ought to take it.
Norm, tell him to pick up the phone and tell them to call Soundbites and Pledge.
There you go.
Exactly right. Here's the deal. You if you've got more than one PCIe slot in your machine, try a different slot because there are two PCIe.
Oh, no. There's only one slot for it.
All right, the other thing you can try is go to the motherboard manufacturer and see if there's an update for the BIOS.
Okay.
That handles this. But other than that, it's not going to harm your machine in any way.
Uh-huh.
It's just annoying when you boot up. Here's the other choice. Never
boot
Windows?
Down. Well,
it's Windows. It's going to have to reboot eventually.
At least, you know, twice a day. So, yeah, the best bet at this point is to see if there's an update for your BIOS.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot.
But beyond that, you're done.
And again, thank you very much, sir.
Bless you, my son. We appreciate it. We appreciate it like you wouldn't believe. It's heartwarming. We're just $100 shy of beating the Polka guys 1 week out of three, just $100 shy. You don't have to pledge the whole $100. I fully understand if you can't. God bless Mary and Norm for their insane generosity. We really appreciate it. But any amount of money you can pledge would make us happy. So give us a call. That number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Call us toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing those pledging things, hopefully online so that the phones don't get totally crazy, we're going to talk to Joan. Where are you calling from, Joan?
Calling from beautiful, sunny Rush, New York.
Rush, New York.
Young lady.
And how are things in beautiful, sunny Rush, New York?
Beautiful and sunny. Beautiful and sunny.
Exactly. What's your question?
I have been having what probably is a virus malware problem for the last 2 days. Enright PC has been very gracious helping me try to solve the problem. It doesn't look as if it's solved. Meanwhile, we have been using the computer. This morning, it wouldn't boot up, and I got a screen that said Phoenix Award Workstation BIOS CMOS Setup Utility. So that's what I'm looking at now, and I wonder how come that appeared.
That could be a false positive. Have you actually turned the machine off and tried restarting it?
I have not done that yet.
See, because there's a number of spoofs out there right now, and they want you to make you believe that it's actually crashed. And a way around that is just don't, you know, try. Matter of fact, try hitting enter. Sometimes you can hit enter.
I tried enter.
Then go ahead, shut it down.
I just did.
And wait a few seconds, and then try booting it back up.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of fake messages.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen blue screens of death. Yep. I've seen they literally take other screenshots that look like, it wants to go into your BIOS and change all the settings in there. And they're just hoax.
Some of them are hostageware. Call this number and pay us money and we'll release your screen.
Oh, my gosh. I have been getting a message that said, error loading C/ documents and setting all users.
This is Windows 7?
No, this is Windows XP.
Hmm. What was the error message again, please?
It's error. Downloading C:// to the left, I believe, docs and settings /all users application data.
Nothing beyond that?
That sounds like a hard drive problem.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Or it may have been malware that got removed, and it's still in the startup entry.
Okay, that very likely could be, because I was suggested I remove malware bytes. I did that, and maybe not everything got removed.
Well, after you get all of these, do you actually get your desktop? Can you run your computer?
I could yesterday. I can't today. It brings up the very first opening screen, and it just has Energy Star, copyright, processor, and then press delete to enter setup. But it hasn't moved from that screen.
Right, and if you press delete and do enter setup, can you see a hard drive?
Now, there's a screen in there that shows you what devices are connected to your computer, and it should find your hard drive and find your CD drive.
I'm presuming that, excuse my ignorance, it's been a long time since I've been actively involved with computers, but I'm pressing the key that says delete.
Yes.
Across from the enter key.
Yes.
And nothing is happening.
Not to the right of the enter key, above the enter key.
Or in the home delete up, down, page up,
well, that's
page
usually
down.
Delete forward. Delete backward is usually the one it wants,
well,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Whatever, delete I'm pressing one. The one.
Anything?
Try both of them, see what happens.
Nothing is happening.
Hmm. So, yeah, that does sound like a hardware problem in the computer. It may have been some sort of malware corrupted your BIOS, but it does sound like hardware. It won't boot the machine. It gets stuck in BIOS.
Okay.
It sounds like you need to bring it back to the shop.
Will do.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it is.
I'll see you Monday morning.
Sorry, thanks. Sorry, Joan.
Thanks, Joan.
Okay.
Take it
Bye.
Easy.
Bye. Yeah, that's a hard error right there. All right, I want to thank Tom, who's a brand new member, has pledged.
He says he accidentally found us here on Jazz 90.1 and loves it.
That's what I like to hear.
Another one coming from the dark side.
Not that it's accidental, but that in fact it's that you found us and you love us. So thank you so much for your membership, Tom. We really appreciate it. It's that sort of thing that like I've said before, warms the cockles of my heart and makes me happy that you folks are pledging. And I want to make sure that everybody on the IRC chat has pledged. I think some of them have not. Make sure that everybody in the Jazz, listening to the Jazz stream, has pledged. I think some of you have not. Everybody on Ustream has pledged. I think some of you have not. Certainly the folks of you listening in the podcast, I know not all of you have done it, because we'd have hundreds of thousands of dollars in here by now, even at very, very, very low levels. So please give us a call, 585-966.
I kind of like that excitement. You know, it's been a challenge for Steve and I here, keeping
That's good.
You talking.
That's good.
Both of us answering the phones.
Yep, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online all week long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at jazz901.org, and just say it's for Sound Bites and we will get the money. We're not quite beating the polka, guys, and we've got another 20 minutes left. So please, please help us out. Make the call. Give us a call. We need you to help us beat the polka, guys. Just 1 week out of three. I'm not asking for a lot. Just 1 week out of three. So let's go to our next caller, who is Lawrence. Where are you calling from, Lawrence?
Gates, New York.
Gates, New York. And how are things in Gates, New York?
Oh, rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling both. And what can we do for you, Lawrence?
Are solid-state drives ready for prime time yet?
Yes.
It's worth getting one then?
Well, they are really, really, really fast, but really, really, really expensive.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Is it worth the money?
That's right. It depends on what you're doing with it. One of the big things a lot of people are bragging with now is how fast their computer can boot with a solid-state drive, and it's like 3 or 4 seconds. If you're doing things with a lot of disk access, database or video, where it has to read and write to the disk a lot, they are really, really, really fast. Unfortunately, because they're so small and so expensive at such smaller sizes, we're not seeing them take off as much yet. What a lot of, especially in laptops, have done is they have an SSD for the boot drive and then a real Winchester hard drive to store your data.
I was thinking about doing it for a desktop. It's the same idea,
yep.
Yes.
So it boots really fast, applications load really fast, and when you go to save your data, they go back to the old standard drive. Basically, it's sort of a price constraint now, but it's the catch-22. The prices will come down as soon as they start making more, and they'll make more as soon as they start selling more, and they'll sell more when the price comes down. So it's really a wait and see and a catch-22. There's also several different styles of SSD drives. There's single cell and multi-cell. The single cells are cheaper. The multi-cells are faster. So you might find, say, a 128 gig SSD for $500 at one company and $700 at another company. It's because they're different cell technologies in how each of the memory cells are being stored.
Okay.
What was the last trade show? CES.
Yeah.
Several companies were showing off new, really, really fast SSD drives. At ridiculous prices. I think the 512 gig drive was $2,000.
Yeah, I've seen that. I know that explains why I've seen it.
And a 512 gig laptop drive is $100, and a terabyte desktop drive is $100 or less.
But particularly if you have a small, like a netbook or whatever, that you really want to be speedy and fast and increase your battery life, it's really the way to go.
Gotcha.
Okie doke.
Okay, well, thank you, and make it a grand day.
Thank you, too. I would like to thank Robert from Rochester, who pledged $50 in honor of my in honor of my droid. Thank you, Robert, my droid and I.
Every time you pay that, thank you. Every time you play that sound, they have to pay LucasArts a penny. Droid. Actually, I don't know what they have to pay, but I do know that. They did pay LucasArts quite a bit of money to use the name Droid.
Yes, they did. So, Robert, this is for you. Thank you so much. And we want to thank Joan. Joan pledged $20. Thank you so much, Joan. We're creeping up on the... Thank you, Joan. And you get a droid, too. We're creeping up on the polka guys, but we're not there yet. We need you to give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, during the week, call us securely, pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Here's something cool. Newegg has a 1 terabyte SSD drive. It uses a PCIe slot, so it won't fit in a laptop. 1 terabyte SSD is $4,000. $2 shipping.
Yeah! Well, that does it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. You stay tuned. You make that pledge. We'll be right back.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.
Greece Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660. Or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold, so get yours today.
Hi, I'm Jazz 90.1 meteorologist Josh Nichols. As Jazz 90.1 takes jazz further, it's my hope that I can take the forecast further by providing you with the weather information you need to stay alert, informed, and ahead of the elements. Morning, noon, or night, from hilltop to lakeshore, I track the weather every step of the way and will bring you a forecast that's reliable and the only one of its kind in the area that's certified by the American Meteorological Society with its highest seal of approval. So, whether you're singing in the rain or on the sunny side of the street, no matter what number Mother Nature has in mind for our area, you can count on getting the latest weather forecast each weekday to help plan out your day, right here on Jazz 90.1, taking jazz further.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we have some people to thank. Carol in Oregon.
That's the young lady I told you last week is now a faithful listener.
She is a faithful listener. She
thank you,
pledged
Carol.
$120. That's $10 a month.
Yeah, we have payment plans.
God bless her. And she is challenging all the Second Life folks to call in. And I'm not just talking about the folks who join us on the Finger Lakes Island Friday nights from 6 to 9 Linden time, which is 9 to 11 Eastern time, but also all the folks in Dreams.
Yes.
Where Dave spends way too much of his time, and we need you folks to all call in too. And we also want to thank Mark in Rochester, who pledged $150. Now, how did those people pledge? Well, they did it securely online at jazz901.org. But you can also pledge by calling us at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Just like Bodan did from Rochester, New York. Welcome back, Bodan. What do you got to say?
Gentlemen, I have to tell you that during that little promo from your weatherman, Josh, I feel that I am on the sunny side of the street.
See?
I've killed two birds with one stone, and you know what? I have no idea how or why I did it. That's why I thought I'd let you know what happened. As you know, I had difficulties listening to the radio program using the Internet Explorer web browser.
Yep.
And also Firefox. I closed both of those programs down. I opened up the QuickTime program,
yeah,
and I wanted to check and see what was in the preferences there. But there was an update available for QuickTime, which I said, all right, give me the latest version, because Nick always says, try to get the latest version of the program.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
After I installed that QuickTime program,
it was fixed.
I closed it off. I went back to Firefox. I went back to the website. And all of a sudden, when I clicked on Listen Live, it gave me a choice. It said, this is going to be a M3U file. What program do you want to have it run with? I clicked Windows Explorer, make that my default, check Don't Show Me This Again, and all of a sudden, voila, yeah, by magic, it Windows Media Player opened up in the Firefox.
Yep.
But what baffles me is
how
that then I opened up Internet Explorer, went to the website, clicked on it where I used to have the QuickTime program run.
Yeah.
Now the same thing happened. Windows Media Player opens up in Internet Explorer.
Yep. Here's what happened. When you did the QuickTime update, when QuickTime loaded up, it said, wait a minute, I'm not the default program for everything. And so it wiped out all the that particular default program. So when you got back in, your operating system said, what the? I need a default program here. So it asked you, and you set the one you wanted. Then when you went into the other browser, it was already set.
It's by magic.
It's magic.
So is that helper list a system-level tool or a browser-level tool?
Yes.
Well,
both.
What baffled me was the fact that that it did it for both browsers. I figured Firefox corrected itself. Now I'll have to play with Internet Explorer, get rid of QuickTime, and then reset it for Windows Media Player. But all of a sudden, it's there.
Yeah, and what happened was when you set it that first time, you were indeed setting it at the system level. Because that's apparently the one that QuickTime set. So you could, if you wanted to, set different programs in each browser, and they would override the system setting. But in this particular case, it took the system setting, and until you override it, it will use that. But since the system setting is, in fact, what you want, you now win. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I feel that I'm on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, gentlemen.
Have fun.
What's that song, Sunny Side of the Street?
They were just playing it during
the
weather.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Well, that's not new.
Well, thank you. He was talking to gentlemen.
I know. He wasn't talking to us, and I know, but I let him get away with it because what the heck? It was the second call of the day. And listen, if you haven't made a call today, why have you not made
Still got a few minutes.
You can still pledge during the show. What's more exciting?
We got to beat the polka dots.
We got to beat the polka guys. Please, just 1 week. We want to beat them
just
1 week.
They're still sitting there. First thing I get in here and
they're gloating.
Yeah. Oh, did we get our part of the pledge?
Yeah. No. Did you get your $50? What? And they're going, yeah, we didn't do too well this week. Only $495. Well, happy birthday. So we're looking for you to give us a hand. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Talk to the charming and talented Dave Enright or Steve Ray, and they will be glad to take your pledge. Or if you want to save the lines for the people calling in with computer questions, you can, or if you're calling after the show is off the air for the week, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. All you have to do is make that pledge. It takes less than a minute, and I want to know that each and every one of you made that pledge on your Droid or your iPhone. So go to jazz901.org on your Droid or on your iPhone or your iPad. Your iPad, we will give special mention to the first person who pledges online and says they're on an iPad. We don't even care if you really are. Just make a pledge. And we will make special mention of that person next week. And so you need to call right now and pledge securely online. Pick up your Droid. Pick up your iPhone. Pick up your iPad. Pick up your computer. I don't care how you do it. Get to jazz901.org. Pledge securely online. Even if you're a slow typist, it only takes 2 minutes. And you will be smug in the knowledge that you have joined a fairly elite group who are the ones who are keeping this station alive. Remember, we don't get national funds, mm-mm, state funds, local funds.
Heck, we don't even get paid.
We don't even get paid. We're all doing this for the love of it, and we need you to show the love back in a monetary sense.
And
what does that make us? Doesn't matter. What's important is that you make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or on your handheld internet-connected device at jazz901.org. Do it now. Make us happy, yeah, please.
Yeah, we still got some time, at least another 5 minutes, and we'll even take some calls offline, you know, if they really want to, if it gets that hectic, yeah, that Steve and I are going crazy here. But that was fun. And
it was fun.
I'd like to continue. And again, if the more they get us to this goal of getting us down to this 50,000, you know, then that stops. And
right,
then we go back to just taking computer questions. It's a normal week like any other week out of the 52.
We'd be happy to stop asking for your pledges. We would be I'll tell you what.
Rob would be doing a happy dance out in the middle of the lawn.
Do the happy dance. The problem is we need you to make the call. We're less than $13,000 away from our goal for the entire station. We're close to beating the polka guys today, so make the pledge, please. We need to be 1 week out of three. We need to be able to hold our heads up at least a little bit.
I mean, yeah,
don't make it a shutout.
Good luck, guys.
We get the smug little son of a guns giving us the stink eye every single week. Give us one week.
I'd love to come in 1 week and say, we whipped your butt.
Don't make it a shutout. Please give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'm expecting many, many, many people. I'm waiting for Rob to write in and say we've got a whole bunch of people on Droids, a whole bunch of people on iTouches, a whole bunch of people on iPhones, a whole bunch of people on their iPads. We need those people calling in. We want to thank Sally. God love you, Sally. Sally has pledged $35 online. That helps us to meet our goal of holding our heads up in front of the polka guys. So we're thrilled and delighted. Thank you, Sally, for your pledge. Now, look, Sally did it, and she doesn't even have the advantage of a Droid or an iPhone or an iPad.
Do it securely online.
And she did it securely online even without those devices. How 20th century is that? Those of you who have moved into the 21st century with your iPhones and your Droids and your iPads, make that pledge. Jazz901.org. Takes less than a couple of minutes. You, too, can join the 21st century. keep this show on the air. Hold your head up high. And for Pete's sake, let us hold our heads up high in front of the polka guys next week. I want to do the smug dance in front of them 1 week. Just 1 week. It's all I'm asking. Pledge now. Somebody else talk.
No, well, like we've said too, folks, you know, I mean, it has so many advantages. One, you're becoming a member, you're going to get not only this great program, but a very diverse group of programs throughout the whole week. And it's not like your normal jazz, because Rob, when he first took the station on, sort of switched things up. And he's added a lot of great stuff. And following us is next is the German show. And great other guys throughout the whole weekend, during the week. So you get jazz 24/7. You get the membership card, which if you take it to any local places around here in the city, you can get additional discounts. You get some great gifts for signing up as a member, and it's tax deductible. I mean, you know, it's win-win all the way around. You're not going to lose anything, and it keeps bringing us here every week. Because like Nick has said in the past, you know, thank God for Rob. He turned around after we left the previous place and said, "So when are you guys going to start? I got Saturday open. When can you start?" This was before we even started lunch. And we go, okay.
Works for me.
We've picked a date and said, all right, now let's eat. And, I mean, he's opened the door here, and you folks are getting 52 weeks of free computer advice.
And remember, when we were on the other station, it was an excellent station. I'm not saying anything bad about the station.
Not at all.
But they were a commercial station. So out of a two-hour show, you only got 70 minutes of program. Mm-hmm. 70 minutes out of 2 hours. Here you get like 2 hours. So, you know, we take what, maybe 10 minutes out for an entire 2 hour period?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you get more show. And all we're asking you to do is call and make the pledge. See, I'm just going to annoy you with the phone number until you call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And all you Apple whatevers and Droid users and Droid Eris and all of those other things, represent, man. Pledge online at jazz901.org and tell us what device you use to do it with. And we'll take an informal poll, see who's got the best device out there. You iPad people think that you've got it made, make the pledge. Let us know. Make the vote. And we'll be happy to say that online. We need to beat the polka guys, and the only way we're going to do it is for you to pledge. You can either give us a call here, or you can pledge online. Are we done? Is that the end of the show? Holy mother of
pearl. That's all they wrote.
Do we have an announcement? Do we have an announcement?
Oh, yeah. We officially raised $800.
Yes!
We doubled them.
We doubled them. Not quite. They had raised $500. We raised $800. Even on the old Intels with the math problem,
well, they
that
were
was
for
not double.
Well, they were for something, and we're over 8 something.
Yeah, all right. Thanks to each and every one of you for doing that for us. Thank you, everybody. All you folks. The station needs the money. And we need to be able to hold our heads up next week and do the happy dance in front of the polka guys. We will see you next week on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. For Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Rob Linton, and all the folks at Jazz 90.1, thank you for your generosity. See you next week on Soundbites.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.